Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Maura Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Maura Poling, and I'm happy to be with you this week to discuss a topic that's the subject of one of our upcoming webinars, and that is retirement account investing. So why would someone want to use their IRA or 401k to invest in multifamily real estate? And if they did, how do you go about doing that? And what are the advantages of it? In particular, are there any tax advantages? That's what we're going to talk about this week. So thank you for joining me. If you would like to register for the webinar that we have covering this topic, then go to maurapoling.com, and at the Learning Center, you will find a page for webinars, and you can register not only for this webinar, but for the entire webinar series for 2024. This session is coming up on Thursday, March 28th, so in just a couple of weeks. We start at 1 o'clock in the central time zone. So that's 11 out west or 2 in the east. And we will have some material to send you in advance. So I would encourage you, if you have any interest at all in learning about retirement account investing in multifamily real estate, register for the session. One of the things that will occur is you'll get copies of materials in advance of the session. That's always beneficial, we think. You'll also receive an advanced link to the recording, meaning that you'll have access to the recording before it posts to the Multifamily Real Estate Channel. And again, all of this is free of charge. So with that, let's get into the topic for this week. Now, obviously, in a brief podcast, we can't go into the level of detail that we're going to go into in the webinar. That's a reason you might want to register. But we do want to answer some of the questions. So why would I want to use a retirement account to invest in multifamily real estate? Well, there could be several reasons. One that comes to mind is that might be where you hold a significant amount of your wealth. It's conceivable that you might have some stocks and bonds and other investments that you hold personally and that you're happy with. And your retirement account, though, is larger than all of those. Maybe you have a retirement account with hundreds of thousands of dollars in it. And you're looking to do something more than just invest in the narrow options you have from your current administrator or provider. So that would be one reason. Another is retirement accounts are essentially designed to be long-term investment vehicles. Real estate, multifamily in particular, is ideally suited for long-term investments. So that's just a couple of reasons. And again, we're going to talk in more detail about that in our web session. How do you go about doing it? Well, if you called up Charles Schwab or Fidelity or whoever it is that you have your IRA with, and you said, hey, I'd like to invest with these nice folks, Maura Poling, in one of their real estate funds, they're going to say, can't do, no can do. Would you like to buy some stocks and bonds? Because that's the business that they're in. In order to invest in real estate, which is considered an alternative investment for retirement account purposes, you need to invest either through a self-directed IRA, which is managed by a self-directed IRA custodian, or if you meet the criteria to have a solo 401k, you could invest using a solo 401k. And there's benefits to each in terms of how you would go about doing that. So if you've got an IRA, or if you've maybe got a 401k at a former employer that you've never rolled over anywhere, you could use those funds and work with one of these kinds of entities to make that happen. Again, we'll go into a little more detail, and we'll actually have a list for the registrants of the current self-directed IRA custodians that we work with today by virtue of the clients that we currently have and what they've done. Well, we will work with any self-directed IRA custodian, but people always like to know, well, who have you worked with in the past? And so we've got a list we're happy to share. And again, we'll be sending that out to registrants for the session. So what are some of the advantages of using retirement account funds to invest in multifamily real estate? Well, there's quite a few. Obviously, it's all the same benefits that you get from investing with traditional non-retirement account dollars, right? You're investing in assets that have long-term performance potentials. There are stability and security components based on the whole focus of the supply and demand imbalance in multifamily, the fact that multifamily serves a critical need, food and shelter, that at least working with us, we're investing in Class B assets, that Goldilocks class. So all of those are advantages. And those are advantages you get if you were to call us today and simply say, I'd like to open a personal account, right? Same exact advantages there. But what are the advantages of using a retirement account? Well, one of them we've alluded to already, and that is by using a retirement account and investing in alternative assets, then you're able to diversify your retirement account more fully. So you're not just sitting in a group of funds with fixed income and equities like you probably typically have with your company managed 401k or an IRA that's managed by a provider that I described a few minutes ago. So that's one of the benefits. Another benefit is the very nature of those retirement accounts sets you up to make long-term investments. So for example, we have total return funds. We have Total Return Fund 1 and Total Return Fund 2. Both of those funds have an option that the quarterly distributions can be reinvested in the fund to purchase additional units in the fund. And over half of our investors actually elect that reinvestment option. Many of them are retirement account investors because I don't need the money today and I can't get to it today. I'm 40 years old or 50 years old. Maybe I'm even 59 and a half and I could withdraw those, but I'd have to pay tax on it when I withdraw it. And if I just let it reinvest, then I don't have any immediate tax consequences associated with it. So that's one of the reasons you might want to use it. Another is it can be a way to make your IRA more tax efficient. So we're going to go into some detail in the webinar about taxes and your retirement account. And I would, again, strongly encourage you, if you have any interest in learning more about this type of investing, whether with us or another sponsor, register for the session at the Learning Center. And we'll be going through all of this in some detail. There are some tax consequences of investing in real estate that uses leverage, meaning real estate that has debt on it. There are some tax consequences for your retirement account. They are modest in nature is the word I would use to describe them. They are reduced to the point of how much leverage there is. So you're not taxed on the full amount of any income that you might generate. And obviously you're not paying tax on any of the gains or even your original investment until you withdraw them. And this is one of the big items, and we will go into this in some detail. If you have traditional funds, so I mean a traditional retirement account, this is an account where when you made your contribution, or in the instance of a 401k that you're rolling over from a former employer, where your former employer made a contribution, all of those happened pre-tax, meaning you got your paycheck and $1,000 of your paycheck went into your retirement account. You didn't pay income tax on that $1,000 at that point in time. And the deal with the IRS, right, is when you take that money out, you'll pay the tax then. So it's a big tax deferral. There is also a type of IRA called a Roth IRA. Roth IRAs are after tax. And so you take that $1,000 and when you go to put it in to your retirement account, if it's a Roth account, you pay tax on that $1,000 as income. But when you take it out, you don't pay the tax. So you can pay me now or you can pay me later. There is a process for taking a traditional account and converting it to a Roth, and it can be very tax efficient and create significant benefits for you. A number of our investors have executed these conversions. We're not tax advisors, so we don't advocate one way or the other and provide advice, but we absolutely will walk through in our session the mechanics of how all that works and what routine reporting we provide supports that conversion for folks. And so if you have any interest in that, which not only significantly lowers your taxes on the back end, but also eliminates the need for RMD, which is required minimum distributions, which occur at a certain age when the IRS says, okay, you got to start taking some money out because you need to pay us some tax at some point in time. So that's another benefit that you would receive by investing using your retirement account. There's a lot of pieces to all this, but it's also fairly straightforward in that you've got us or a sponsor like us to work with on the investment side, and you'll have either a self-directed IRA custodian, one of those firms, or a 401k plan administrator if you have a solo 401k that will assist you with that. And we're going to talk about all of those mechanics and how that can work. About a third of our investors invest using retirement accounts, and many of them actually also have personal accounts in addition to their retirement accounts. And so there's some additional benefits there that we'll get into in our session. So if you have retirement funds and today they're only invested in stocks and bonds, and you're looking to have some greater flexibility and invest in a range of options, not just multifamily real estate, but potentially maybe do some debt, mortgages, those sorts of things, or other items, commodities as an example, then you want to register for this session, and we want to do what we can to help you learn more about it. And as I said, get you connected with some people in the industry, the self-directed custodians, that can answer your questions more fully in terms of the mechanics of how you set up an account and so on. As always, I hope you enjoyed this session. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. If this tickled your fancy in any way, shape, or form, and you want to learn more, register for the session that we're going to have. Again, it's coming up later this month on Thursday, March 28th, investing with your retirement account. You can register at the Learning Center at marapoling.com. And please join me next week for another episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing presented by Mara Poling.